Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ is Lord for the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Hello, welcome everyone. Welcome to this edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio. also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I would like to welcome all of my faithful UCA members and visitors. Hey, listen, call your friends and family members and tell them to call in or click on my picture on Facebook, Tumblr, or Twitter, wherever you see the post of this broadcast, in order to listen from your computer. Or, like I said, you could call in, and the number to call in is 646-668-8537. Send somebody a text. Put something in their inbox or whatever, but let them know that they need to dial in to listen to this message, because I'm going to be talking about the Antichrist spirit. The Antichrist spirit. You don't want to miss this. Okay, so tell them to join in. Just be with me for this 1 hour, and we will cover a lot of things, and you will be enlightened. That's the title of the message today. It's the Antichrist spirit. Okay? Okay. Just understand this. We must be alert to things going on around us. We have to have our eyes open. We are surrounded by Antichrist spirits. It's in our schools and colleges, the medical field and science and the media, the music industry, the movie industry, on the internet, governments, businesses, corporations, advertising, technology, secret societies, religions, cultures, and traditions. That Antichrist spirit is everywhere. What are we to do? We also know that within all of these Antichrist fields and all of these industries that are Antichrist spirits governing, we also have Christians mingled in there so that the Holy Spirit can search the hearts of people to bring them out of these worldly careers and this Antichrist system, in order to get them prepared and ready to receive and accept God's government. The Christians are all in it. We're all mixed up in this Antichrist system, but we're there for a purpose, so that the Holy Spirit can use us to be a light, to bring many people out of darkness into God's marvelous light. If we are not careful, we can easily get caught up in the agenda of these Antichrist spirits, which will cause us to turn our backs on the one true and living God. Take heed to the words of Jesus as he warns us of these times, the prophecies of Daniel and John the Revelator. Listen to our real, true prophets of today. Let me repeat, I said our real, true prophets of today, the prophets who really and truly speak through the Holy Spirit. Listen to them. Who is the Antichrist, you may ask? Well, we will answer that question by helping you to identify the Antichrist in the program today. So don't go away. Stay right here with us. We'll be right back. Here's the McCain's.
I was lost.
You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors, and all true believers, workers, and disciples of Jesus Christ are ambassadors for Christ. So you are an ambassador, which makes you a UCA member. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask that you open the hearts and minds of the people that have tuned in to this broadcast. Lord, help them to wax strong in the spirit. Let them move up to another level. Open up their minds, Lord, that they may receive the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of God, the revelation of the times that we're living in, and the revelation of who we are in Christ. Help us to understand, all of us, Lord, to understand your word. Let your word live in us. As I present this message, Lord, let your spirit move on the people in their minds, hearts, and spirits and souls, that they can receive the word of God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. The Antichrist spirit. Here's the message for today. Thank you, Lord. The Antichrist spirit. The word Antichrist means to be against Christ or in place of Christ, or one who denies the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To be Antichrist simply means to be anti-God. To be anti-God makes you anti-Jesus, which makes you anti-Christians. An Antichrist is a person, a force, or a spirit that oppose Jesus Christ and the Christian church. The very first anti-God or anti-Christ was Satan himself. He set out to replace God and go against God's word and all that God is. It is written that Satan was a murderer from the beginning, and all those who are anti-Christ are his children. Like Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. He, when he speaketh a lie, when he continually speak a lie, he continually speak of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. The first thing Satan did was to make Adam and Eve to go against what God commanded them. Satan is against God and against anyone who believe in the one true living God and the Lord Jesus Christ. He's just against them. Satan caused the people from before the flood to this very day to worship other things, animals, objects, and even other people in order to replace God. Satan brought forth idol worship. Oh, yes, and by the way, he's caused many people to worship him. To be Antichrist is to be against all that Jesus is and all that he stands for. It means that you are against his teachings, his relationship with the Father. It means that you do not believe or accept him as being the Son of the living God. And it means that you do not accept him as being Lord, Savior, and King. And you don't believe that he is God's word made flesh. To be Antichrist means that you are anti-God. You are either an atheist, a witch, or you turned your back on the Lord. Period. Or you just worship false gods, a false religion, and you refuse to accept the God and Father of Jesus Christ. Like I said, Antichrist is anti-God. You are against the one true living God. And there have been Antichrist or anti-God spirits working in people for many, many years. Even way back to before and even right after the flood. The people in Noah's time forsook and separated themselves from the Lord and began to be influenced by Satan, the first Antichrist. Therefore, they began to imagine and do evil things. Therefore, God could not remain among them. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Many of your Babylonian kings were anti-God, like Nimrod, for example, the first Babylonian king, and all the others after him. Genesis chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. And Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore, it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. Nimrod became a hunter of the souls of men. He went deep into pagan worship and witchcraft. He was anti-God, which means he was anti-Christ. Nebuchadnezzar. You know, by the way, that Nimrod's spirit is still in the earth. Nebuchadnezzar had an anti-God or anti-Christ spirit upon him as he brought God's people into slavery and under bondage to him. However, at the end of Nebuchadnezzar's life, he acknowledged Daniel's God to be the true God. These are his very words in Daniel chapter 4, verse 34. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All of the pharaohs of Egypt were anti-God, as they had God's people in slavery and in cruel bondage to them. The pharaohs thought of themselves as gods. So they replaced God with themselves and enslaved God's people. The Caesars, or emperors of Rome, were anti-Christ, along with all the citizens of Rome. They had Nero, an emperor, who persecuted the Christians, fed them to lions, boiled them in oil, and made candlesticks of their bodies after dipping them in wax. He would dip them in wax and then hang their bodies up in the streets and light them on fire as candlesticks. But the most shocking thing of all is that the Jews, God's people, were antichrist as well. Keep in mind that the Pharisees, who were the Jewish leaders, were responsible for the death of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 12, verse 14. But the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus. Jesus was an innocent man. He had no sin in him. He just went about doing good, blessing people, delivering and healing people everywhere he went. But the Pharisees and other Jewish leaders wanted him dead. They were antichrist. They didn't stop there. They went on to persecute his church after the Lord's resurrection. They even sent Saul, who was later called Paul, to persecute the church. Acts chapter 8, verse 3. Then Saul mercilessly persecuted the church of God, going from house to house into the homes of believers to arrest both men and women and drag them off to prison. Paul at one time was an antichrist. He was against Christianity. He was against Christ. When we read the Bible, we read looking at Scripture from our time to their time, the time of the early church, but the apostles wrote from their time, looking towards our time. So if you look at the scriptures as though you were living in the time of John the Revelator, till our time today, you will see that many things pertaining to the Antichrist that John prophesied about actually started happening immediately in his time and escalated more and more as time went on and the years passed. One of the Antichrists that John was prophesying about, besides Nero and all the emperors after him, was the man that many of today's theologians consider to be the first pope, and that was Constantine. Although many in Catholicism acknowledge the Apostle Peter as the first pope, but Constantine did not, he did a lot of what John, the Revelator, had prophesied about. He didn't do everything that John prophesied, but he did do a lot, because most of the things that John saw and prophesied about were things that would happen during our time, the Antichrist spirits in our time. But Constantine did make some changes. He changed some of the laws and traditions of the Roman Empire. He changed the worship services from church services in their homes, the Christian church services, from being in their homes, and, you know, they went from house to house having their church services. He changed all that to their Roman theaters, having them coming out to the Roman theaters with stages and platforms. And even from that time to this very day, many of our Christian churches have adopted that form of services in their church. And in their church services day, we are patterned after the Roman theaters. You will see that many of our major churches have stages, and even some of the smaller churches. Most churches are built that way. Constantine changed the day of worship for the Christians to Sunday, after the name of their sun god, and naming the rest of the days after the name of their gods. For example, Monday was the moon god. Tuesday was Tuesday, T-I-W apostrophe S, day. It was his day, the name of a god. Wednesday was Woden's day. That was the name of one of their gods. Thursday is called Thor's day, also a name of one of their gods. And Friday was Freya's day, once again, the name of one of their gods. And Saturday was Saturn, which was also the name of one of their gods. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday were named after the celestial bodies of their demon gods. This was all pagan worship in disguise, but covered up to represent Christianity, even to this day. Anytime society say anything about a Christian's opinion, they always go to the Catholic Church. And many things that were done back then brought many Christians out of hiding. Because remember, the Christians were being persecuted, so they went into hiding. But because Constantine changed a lot of things, they came out of hiding. And through the years, many were converted to Catholicism, both Christians and Gentiles. This went into the time of the Dark Ages, when Catholicism mingled with witches and warlocks, creating secret societies like the Jesuit priests, and witches creating the Illuminati, and they worked hand in hand to this day. Constantine gave the order to stop the persecution of Christians, but many still continued to persecute them. Constantine appeared to be on the side of Christians. He appeared to be on our side. He even claimed to be a Christian, but he kept the old Babylonian gods and changed their names to the names of the Christian saints of God and erected statues of them for the people to pray to, and it worked. Many Catholics, even today, will pray to a saint. Constantine even changed the name, the names of their Babylonian god. He changed the name of their Babylonian or Egyptian god, Semiramis or Isis. Same person, Semiramis, Isis. The names were changed throughout the years, but he changed that name to the Virgin Mary. Therefore, many begin to worship Mary, not realizing that they are praying to and worshiping Isis. Many still think even today that the Pope is the Antichrist. Well, to be honest, he is one of them, but there are so many others all over the world in different fields, politics and government, other pagan religions, including witches in disguise as Christians. The Antichrist are all in science and medicine, technology, entertainment, the media, and on and on. Paul the Apostle saw a falling away of the church. Remember, from his time, he's looking in the future. A falling away of the church many years before it happened, and he wrote a letter to Timothy concerning it. Paul talked about how many in the church would be seduced by the teachings or doctrines of men and of devils. He taught that it would happen in the last days, which started in their time, back then, all the way to our time today. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly states that in the latter times, some will abandon the faith to follow deceitful spirits and the teachings of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Constantine established the rites of the Roman Catholic Church sometime in the 300s, but it is written in history that the official beginning occurred in 590 CE with Pope Gregory I. CE stands for the Common Era. Remember, it used to be BC, which means before Christ, and AD, meaning after divinity. But these Antichrist men and Antichrist spirits wanted to change it when referring to times past. The Roman Catholic Church would be known as the Mother Church, and they would grab hold to some of the practices of the early church by having their form of partaking of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Holy Communion. But they used a wafer with the letters IHS, which in reality stood for Isis, Horus, and Seb. These are their gods from Babylon, the Babylonian gods, which in reality are the names of Semiramis, Nimrod, and Tammuz. But that's another sermon for another day. I could really get into that. These letters were changed and evolved after so many years to what we see today in Catholicism, IHS. But it still goes back to the names of the Egyptians and Babylonian gods. Although they believe that in taking the wafer and drinking the juice, that they are partaking of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Okay, that's fine. But the question is, what Jesus are they partaking of? Is it Isis, Horus, and Seb? That's the letter on that wafer. We cannot receive another Jesus other than the true Son of the living God. They can't come to us with another Jesus. History also tells us that Constantine was baptized in public, but before his body touched the water, he died. Constantine was one of the many antichrists that's in our path. But he and all the other Caesars or emperors and popes and the pope, you know, and the different popes throughout the years after Constantine were in their future. If you look at it from the time of the early church until now, all of them were in their future, in our past. And even today, it still continues in the present that we are right now, that we're in right now. The office of the Pope is a continual office. As one dies, another takes his place. It is an Antichrist office. And those taking the position of the Pope must adhere to all the beliefs, dogmas, and canon laws that it represents. And it must be clear to the people that the Pope is here on earth in the place of Jesus Christ. Therefore, they are worshipped by many, Throughout the years, all these popes, they are worshipped to this day. They are worshipped by many. Today, we have many antichrists, many of the kings of nations, presidents, prime ministers, popes, and other religious leaders, governments of the world, all hold that antichrist spirit. They are deceivers. 2 John verse chapter 1, verses 7 through 11. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. These are the people of today who confess out loud their unbelief and try to encourage others to believe as they do. They holler out, believe in science, believe in the government, believe in the media, believe in ungodly leaders, even spiritual and religious leaders. Just don't believe in Jesus Christ. That's their mission, and that's what they are saying today. Scripture goes on to say, this is a deceiver. God is identifying these people. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Hold on to Jesus in this hour, because it is so easy to get deceived, tricked, and bamboozled. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. You don't have God if you don't abide in his teachings. Do not abandon the true teachings of Jesus. Hold on to his word with all your might in this hour, especially. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, if you do abide in the teachings of Jesus, then you have both the Father and the Son. Now, John gives us warning because he knew that the days of that Antichrist spirit would come to you, even in a personal way, even to your very homes, like Jehovah's Witnesses, Buddhism, and many other isms and other religions, cultures, beliefs, and traditions. If there come any, this is what John is saying, if there come any unto you and bring not this teaching, this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. There are many religions and people who call themselves Christians, but in reality, they really don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of them, many of them, are in the church. They have put their belief and trust in some other teachings or beliefs. It's even said that 65% of evangelicals do not believe that Jesus is God, which is totally against the teachings of Scripture, the teachings of the Bible. The Holy Scriptures confirms that Jesus is God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. This Antichrist spirit was already in the world even back then, during the days of the apostles and the early church, and they are in the world still today. And all these leaders of the world are against true Christianity. They hate God's anointed people. They are antichrist. Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. This happened during the early church and on into this very hour that we're living in today. That's why we have so many of our Christian brothers and sisters being persecuted all over the world. We can see it clearly as they continually persecute us or try to push us out of society. They take away our rights. and put us in bondage to an ungodly anti-Christ government with their 501c3 control that they have over the churches. Churches, you have to have your 501c3. That's what I always thought. Many pastors think that that's what we have to have. But we didn't. And I'm praise the Lord that there was a pastor that told me about that. We don't necessarily have to have a 501c3. But they want us to have it to keep us under control. They are in reality against the Lord and against his Christ, which means they are against God and against Jesus Christ, which also means they are against the Lord Jesus Christ and against his anointed ones, us, Christians, his Christ. John the Revelator knew that they were living in the last days, even back in his day. He knew it. Keep in mind that the last days and the persecution of the church started after the resurrection of Jesus and has continued on to this very day. And all who persecuted the church were antichrist. This is what John said way back then that holds true still today. 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. Little children, it is the last time or the latter days, the last days. And as ye have heard that antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last days, the latter times. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Whoa. Now he's talking about people that were a part of the church. They were in the church, but they weren't really of the church. They were not of us because just like today, some of them were witches, warlocks, wizards, liars, trying to gain something for themselves. Now, this happens quite a bit in churches. Spies for the government and secret societies. They were not Christians, yet they were in the congregation of the church and probably held offices in the church, but spoke against the members of the church, even against the pastor and the deacons. These are those who have that antichrist spirit. Therefore, they cannot do the will of God. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. In other words, he said, if they had been of us, no doubt they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, so that they could be made clear. They could be clearly seen, obvious, that they were not of us. They were not all of us. We must be alert, having the gift of discerning of spirits, so that we can know who is of God and who isn't. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. And I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Delightfully loved friends, don't trust every spirit, but carefully examine what they say to determine if they are of God, because many false prophets have mingled into the world. John gives us a way of identifying that antichrist spirit. And here's what he said. He said, here's the test for those with the genuine spirit of God. This is the test for those who truly have the spirit of God. They will confess Jesus as the Christ, who has come in the flesh. Everyone who does not acknowledge that Jesus is from God has the spirit antichrist. Those who do not acknowledge that Jesus is from God has the spirit of antichrist, which you heard was coming and is already active in the world. This was written way back then, and it holds true now. Those who have an antichrist spirit upon them are everywhere, and that spirit can work in anyone. Friends, family, even members of your church could have an antichrist spirit. because they don't fully believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They only believe up to a certain extent, but they don't fully believe what Scripture says about the Lord Jesus Christ. They believe what they want to believe, and then they twist the truth about everything else that is written to fit their agenda. But we have the Holy Spirit within us. John 16, verse 13. However, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and he will declare to you what is to come. Let the Holy Spirit enter into your hearts. Let him enter into your hearts so that you may know what's true and what is of the devil. You will not be deceived. And fear not. Just hold on to your faith. Hold on to your belief, your trust in Jesus, and know that he is the Son of the living God. And know who you are in Christ. Know that you are of God. 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Know that Christ is in you, and you have the Holy Spirit operating in you. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the Spirit of, that we have the Spirit of truth, and we will know the difference between the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error. Many Christians today are looking for the Antichrist. We are all focused on one man, just this one man we're all focused on. Who is he? Where is he? Is he this person, that person? However, there are so many Antichrists in the world today, it's hard to know where to look to find that one man that everyone is looking for. This is when we go to the Word of God. Let the Scriptures give you a few hints on how to recognize him. You know, first of all, I want you to keep in mind that the nations of the world is trying to start a new world order. Of course, you know that. So who is going to run this new world order? Will it be a king, just one man, a king or ruler, one man that they will appoint to be their leader? Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, he will speak out against the Most High and oppress the saints of the Most High. He will oppress Christians. The saints are Christians, intending to change the appointed times and laws. And the saints will be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. That's starting already as this Antichrist system keeps changing God's laws to make it fit their agenda. So tell me, will the Antichrist be an Antichrist system, a government consisting of many leaders, leaders of nations and billionaires and trillionaires? If you were to read Daniel chapter 7, you will see that it speaks of a beast system that has many kings or many antichrists. This is how Scripture identifies this Antichrist person. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. This is the Passion Translation. The presence of the outlaw, they call him the outlaw, but it's actually the man of sin or the man associated with lawlessness. The Antichrist. The presence of the outlaw is apparent by the activity of Satan, who uses all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, spurious wonders, and every form of evil deception in order to deceive those who are perishing. The perishing are those who are going to die without Christ, without Jesus Christ, because they rejected the love of the truth that would lead them to being saved or being delivered. Because of this, God sends them a powerful delusion that leads them to believe what is false. It leads them to believe a lie. That's what's happening with God's people today and with the world today. They are believing a lie. So then all who found their pleasure in unrighteousness and did not believe the truth will be judged. The false Christ or Antichrist will deceive many by using science, witchcraft, and technology to do signs and wonders. Revelation chapter 13, verses 13 through 15. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them, continually deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, in the sight of this system, this beast system. He's using these things to deceive, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Keep in mind that these signs and wonders that he will do will be illusions, magic, through technology, science, and witchcraft, with the use of demons. It is all for the purpose of deception. This Antichrist person is the image that this Antichrist system is creating for the world to worship. And also another kind of image. Just like Nebuchadnezzar built an image of himself. Well, this person is going to build some sort of an image that demons are going to make it speak, and with the help of science and technology and all of that. And this Antichrist will deceive many, even those who say they are Christians. But we, God's fully anointed people, can save many if we can convince them to call on the name of the Lord and not give heed to this Antichrist king or leader, nor of the false prophets and the Antichrist spirits of the world. Don't go a-whoring after their riches and wealth. If you do, you will die. But call on the Lord even during these evil times. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 29 through 31. But if from thence, from where we are now, you shall seek the Lord your God, thou shalt find him. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul, when you are in tribulation, and all these things are come upon you, even in the latter days. That's where we are now. If you turn to the Lord your God and shall be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he sware unto you. Remember now, the same covenant that was upon Abraham is upon us. He will bless us. Christians, stop looking for the Antichrist. Stop putting all of your focus on that, looking for the Antichrist. Once this man is revealed, he will be obvious. So stop looking so much for the Antichrist and start seeking Jesus Christ, the one who will deliver you from this Antichrist, this Babylonian, Egyptian, Roman system. We shall destroy this Antichrist system and everything, every demon, and everyone connected to it. Daniel chapter 7, verse 18. But the saints of the Most High, which are Christians, shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. The Lord will deliver, especially in this hour. So don't stop preaching. Don't stop. Don't stop teaching the word. Don't stop proclaiming that Jesus is Lord for the glory of God. The world is going to need to see you, your strength, your power, your anointing during this time. Come on, Christians. They are going to need to see Christ in you of a truth. So put on your armor, your full armor. Be ready to fight because the war is on, I'm telling you. Remember, what we are seeing right now is only the beginning of evil. But what God is about to do through you will be the beginning of good. So get connected to the Holy Spirit and invite the people to enter into the kingdom realm of God. Revelation 22, verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth come, say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. We must desire God's kingdom on earth, as Jesus taught us how to pray for the kingdom in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We want a new heaven and a new earth according to the prophecy of John the Revelator, Revelation 21, verses 1 through 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. That's this earth that we're in now. He saw it passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. All the evil of this world shall be done away with, and God shall reign as he makes all things new. Verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. That includes us. We will be made new. And he said unto me, write. This is what John said. God said to him, write, for these words are true and faithful. Coming from the Lord, they're true and faithful. So now let us take our places in the kingdom of God and of his Christ. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. This is the word of God, and it is truth, and we believe it, and we stand on it. Amen. That's the message for today. I hope you are all blessed. Praise the Lord. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Here's the McCains again. The McCains.
We got the power. 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 We are his people. We're the sons of God.
We fight in the name of the Lord.
And we are united with the Father.
as many as we'll receive. Water the Spirit makes us born again, along with God's incorruptible seed. The kingdom of God, suffer violence and the violence, take it by force. We've got to bring forth the kingdom of God, cause in these days we have no choice. Cause we're ready for war.
We are united with the power of God.
Oh, we're ready for war.
Come on, Christians, let's get united with the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Pastor T. Meyer, and this is UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget, we're here next week, same time, 3 o'clock Pacific. So check your time zone. Keep in mind, we are a worldwide radio program. So check your time zone and dial in 646-668-8537. And don't forget to tune in to Christian Talk on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Check your time zone, okay? Same number to dial in. And just join us. We have special guests. Join my wife and myself. We have a special guest this Wednesday. So dial in. Until then, God bless you all. And we will see you again on Wednesday.